Today's daf is Samach Hei. But we always have the custom to go back a few lines. Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis, just to get into the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines from the bottom. Amar. Dalet Amid
Beis.
So the first Amid is what? Galata. Then Amid Beis is some. Samach Hei is some. Amid Beis is some very good halach. Right, so let's. Samach Dalet Amid Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar. Ve'in Mavina Ala Eichel. We mentioned a passing previous staff. Then if you walk in the street, you see food on the street, you're not allowed to pass by. You have to pick the food up from the ground. It's a disgrace.
Is that like food or bread?
Look, a good cut point. Literally, it says Eichlin. Look what it says in the word.
Eichlin.
Chum means bread, okay. But if you see food on the floor, you're not. It's a bezoin ha-Eichlin. Bezoin ha-Eichlin. You have to pick the food up off the floor. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum.
You ever hear that?
That I never heard.
That's what you
heard. I heard that it's just a halavayit shemiya anius.
To pick it up. To pick it up is a school of Hashiris. Hasn't helped yet. But
one thing in Zechat Hashir is just halavai not to be suffer from anius. The grace of Rach. Okay. This is only in the early generations. Because what's going to happen? There's a piece of bread lying on the floor, so you'll pick it up. So you'll save the bread from the bezayin, and no harm will come to you. Of course not. In the later generations, then what's the concern? The concern is that a witch, a machashefa, cast a spell on the bread. And when you pick up that bread, that somehow, some shape, some form will cause you harm. It's some magical potion has been injected into that bread, and they're waiting for some victim,
innocent
bystander to come by and be the victim of this witchcraft and suffer by picking up. Therefore, now generations, don't. You don't touch the bread on the floor because it's chamira sakanta yoyse meisura. The sakana that may come to you is much greater than anything that will happen. The importance of not being bevaze the oichel aval bederes harishach achreinim shebenois yisrael perutzos. You have to pass over the bread. We make a new condition. If the piece of bread is complete, it's a full loaf of bread in Ma'avir, and because of the danger, maybe a witch has injected some potion, some spell on the bread. But pesisin, but a piece of bread, they know it's not worth their effort for a witch to cast a spell on a piece of bread, only on a whole loaf of bread. If you see a piece around the floor, you must pick it up. In Mavirin, really, they don't go through the effort to cast spells on even pieces. Let me read the whole pasuk from the Nekutz and the side of Morris and make a mistake. The pasuk says, that these people, these witches, have defiled me. Lashon of chulin. They have desanctified Hashem el ami to my nation. Bishale means a piece of se'irim of barley, a piece of bread of barley. Uvith so say lechem and broken pieces of the stalk. Shale means the stalks of barley. Uvith so say lechem and pieces of bread. Lechamis nefoshos hashalos musena to bring death to souls whose time has not yet come to die. Ulachayos nefoshos to give life to the neshamos hashalos sechiena that are dead. They bring back to life, or they prevent death from people that deserve to die through some type of koicha kishuf. Becha zevchem, we know pas becha zevchem.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, very good. Handful of barley. Okay, good. Handful of barley. The pasuk concludes, "Bechazevchem liyami shaymei chazav," by lying to my people who listen to their lies. So, what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn from this pasuk over here that it says that uvif soisei lechem, even pieces of bread have been poisoned with the spell of these evil people. So how can you say over here that when it comes to a piece of bread, you're not allowed to pass over? The Gemara says it's not a kash. It's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means doesn't mean that there's a spell on the piece of bread. It means you go to a witch, a professional machashef, and you tell, listen, do me a favor. I have an enemy. I have a business. I have a competitor in business. Maybe you can do me a favor and cast a spell on his business that it should collapse, and I can establish a monopoly and succeed. So the witch says, of course, but I charge. I charge a night's fee. I'll pay you, don't worry. But I can't. I'll pay you in pieces of bread. I'll pay you with pieces of bread, and that was accepted most times. That was, and so it doesn't mean over here that the bread itself is poison. It means that the pieces of bread are used as payment for their service. The Gemara answers, "Hasam the shakli be'agrayu." They take the piece of payment next. Amam sheishim mishum avilam mishum b'lozim azaya biyoch lani liftaris kol ha'olam min hadin biyoyim shachab es hamidash v'yarachshav. I have the ability to part hover from din from time of creation until now, Shneamar, Lachain Shimina Zois, Ania, listen from this, based upon this pasuk, listen to me now, Ania, the poor one. The poor one here refers to Klal Yisrael, Ushichuras, she is intoxicated, but Velo Miyoin, but not from wine. Wine normally is the item which brings about intoxication, the Bilbul Hadas, the clouding of the mind. But here, due to the fact that we're in Golos, we have no Yishuv, and it's the greatest curse. We have no Yishuv Hadas. And when there's no Yishuv Hadas, you can't think straight, and you can't serve Hashem in the way we should. And when a person has a Nisoyon to do an Avera, he's not thinking with his head on, and he's Nichshol in Avera. So we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't blame them, it's not their fault. The reason why they're not Oymed in a Nisoyon is because they are Ki'ilu, they're drunk. And they're not drunk from wine, they are like drunkards, they have no Yishuv Hadas due to the Tzoros of Galus. Period. Mace is a kash, really. Shikor. What does make it not true? Because the halachah, a person who takes a drink of wine, and he goes into the business world, and he buys something or sells something, he has no claim later in court. It was a mistake. I was drunk when I made this transaction. In other words, a drunk is fully responsible for his actions. Shikor mikochay mekach umimkoray mim. Furthermore, he does not have sheyesh ba misa. Mamtina says chayv misa. Hafle v'fel, a person that drinks yayin, even though we're so familiar with this concept that yayin v'sheich al teisht, that the nadav v'aviu, they went to the beis hamidrash, they drank a vis of yayin, they chayv misa ish zara. Okay, but bottom line is a person is responsible for his actions when he drinks a kashal yayin. Mamtina say malchus. If this was does not have chayv malchus, malchus he gets malchus. Kloshal davar harim ku kipikiach l'chodah. Ella, the only thing I will concede is Ella Shepatur Minatzvila. Okay, this is learning Daf Gemara. Very important halacha Purim. There's a very, very big problem on Purim. If you learn Daf Mincha, is a very big problem. If a person takes a drink of Yayin and you didn't daven mincha yet, and then you daven mincha, are you allowed to daven mincha? It's not so pashut. And therefore, all the poskim advise that you should daven if you're planning on drinking more than a revius yayin on Purim, which is itself debatable among today's gedolim. You shouldn't set a bad example for people who can't control themselves. You should try your very best, al pi halacha, to daven mincha first. If you daven mincha, if you drink yayin, so then you have to be mefig daita by taking a snap.
Revius yayin.
So yeah, very little. It's just what 3 ounces, three to 5 ounces.
Yeah,
so what do you do? So you have to take a little nap. Take a little teeny nap at least, or drink something, or eat something, go for a walk.
For
a walk. What? Right, any day, any day. I mean,
yeah, okay. Now that you wine for your dinner.
Yes, that's right. Any day, that's right.
I don't know.
People even might have, that's right.
Well, so if somebody eats lunch, they go out for lunch, and they have wine, so they can't have nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
How long of a period?
So you have to go for a walk. You have to go for a walk. You have to be, what?
You walk to shore.
Okay, maybe. It's a problem, and the solutions are not as good as avoiding the problem.
A lot of people go about the lunch. It's very
late meal.
Yeah.
Right, then it's not a problem.
Myra's not a problem?
It is a problem.
Myra was lunch?
Of course. Any tefillah, it says. So I took on a Purim.
Drink Yayin before Myra?
Purim.
No, tonight. I ate supper. Let's see, an hour ago. Less than an hour ago. Had some wine. I can't have a marriage.
Why not?
Oh, I had Avsaka.
And you walked here.
Okay, that's the answer.
All right. But
you have Avsaka. Okay, let's go right. But okay, just something. It's just okay, something important to know. It's a poor Marim Mokoyim. It's a Marim Mokoyim. Daf Samachay. You remember Purim? You remember the Daf? You remember the Marim? Remember, of course, right next year Purim. You remember the Erev Daf Samachay? You remember we're sitting here at 8:30. You'll remember this Daf forever, and you'll Marim Mokoyim. Ella Shapotim and Atilu. So the most important you say that a Shikur is l'chol davar. He's Chayim Ol Mitzvos, the full Kodesh person except for Tzvila. Oh, so how then can you tell me that Bespanas and Golos we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not our fault. We are part because we are the Geder Shikor. The Gemara says, "Ma yichaloni." That's an unbelievable Gemara. There's no Yerova Oyoim. What it says here in this Gemara, "Ma yichaloni liftar the Kama." What does it mean, Pater? The Kama nami midin tefila. Now, what does that mean? So, if you learn the Gemara on a very simple level, it means like the simplest level. Derech Pshat in means he top line of the Gemara of this Amud. Yochal liftar kol olam kulam in adin. He's referring to one din. That a person comes to Shemai Machaneh Eshel Eshel, you know, you never your whole life daven one Shemona Eshel every single word. Think about it. Did you ever your whole life daven one Shemona Eshel Machav in every single word Perish Hamilos? You know, you get the Guinness Book of World Records, so you can do that. It's not, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? I don't know why. It should be so easy, right? Think about it. Do we really do it? Every single word, the whole Shemesh, from beginning to Hashem, Sefasa, until the Yilurots, and every single word. So you can Shemam, you see, I'm part of. Why? From that, didn't because Golos. The Tzaris of Golos affect us in such a way we really have no Yishar Adas. We're not in a Matzah, we're able to be Mechav. That's what he says. But on a much deeper level, what the Gemara is saying, something much more incredible, is that it's really everything. Yochli lifto es kolom kulom min adin, not just from Tzfilah, but from every Aveira in the book. From everything. Why? Because if you can't daven, you can't really live. Tzfilah is everything. Tzfilah touches upon every aspect, every part of your life. And if you can't daven, you're not really living. So it's a ripple effect to every area of your life. It's in the Chanami. All the other Averis, Taka. He's a moron, a very simple of the words. You're right, Chasham. Person comes to Shemayim, he's responsible. That's right, he is. And he is responsible. Who are kidding? We are responsible for actions. But he's saying, yeah, Yochel Ani, but you should know in the back of my mind, I have a Mahalich that since you can't daven well, Bezman Hazeh, you can't live the way you should live. Mela, everything falls, everything goes down from there. It's a very powerful Gemara, the deeper meaning of the Gemara. Vaita. So he comes to limit this halacha. He says that when a person is potter, a person is part that is chayiv in all mitzvahs, and he's chayiv misa, and he's chayiv malchus, and he goes into business, he's chayiv mikochay mekach, vimkar. That's only shalai yigil lishichrusa shaloit. Aval yigil lishichrusa shaloit. Loi was so drunk, he did not know what his daughters were doing to him. That's a whole different level of intoxication. And pata miklu mikula, a person such a matzav in achnami, indeed he's pata from everything. He's pata from mekach memkar, and he's pata from misa, pata from malgus. Not that it's advisable person should put himself in that matzvah, obviously, but in the hechatim, so he's in that matzvah, he's part of the kul bait. Amar b'chanina, kol amapik mogein b'shas gaiva soigun v'choitzim tzaris badan. That's an unbelievable idea, which we don't relate to today, because today, we daven no matter what. No matter what your frame of mind is, you go to shul, you daven, that's the halacha, that's the poskim, that's Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way it is. But in time of Chazal, it was not like that. Time of Chazal, you didn't just daven. If you were not in the matzah of where you can mechav in libo, you don't daven. You're part from daven. It's hard for us to understand. How can you not daven? You know, three times a day. So you just either if you can't mechav, so what's so terrible?
Right.
It's not so terrible. You come to shul for a few minutes. At least you're not doing an aver during that time. What's the mal v'leng daf yomi? At least when you come to daf yomi, at least you're not doing an aver. So, but time of Chazal, it's not the way it was. Time of Chazal, it was the real deal. You daven, you really daven. A person is Mishas Gaiva. Now, what is Mishas Gaiva? He's intoxicated. He is indulging in himself. He's having a good time. Ah, I feel good about myself. When you feel good about yourself, then it's not a time to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham. Because so it is magay. Magay means remove yourself from tefillah. Just a code for not davening the Shemoneh Esrei, which begins with the Berachah Magen Avraham. So here it says a person gets incredible reward. Unbelievable how far we remove we are from these ideas. They get rewarded in Shemayim for not davening. Because now you recognize you're in a matzav where you can't humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way you should in order to properly daven. What? Tzfillin doesn't talk about it. So I tell you, you said the word tzfillin, you talk about davening, and Gaiva, I want to tell you something, even though I'm digressing, because this really made a very big rosh on me. This past Shabbos, I was by a Shabbos Suda, and there was a woman, okay, even though we don't talk about women, there was a woman there. And this woman, it just goes to show you need someone who doesn't wear tefillin to wake you up to what tefillin is all about. And they were showing pictures, and there was a picture of a certain gadol, a certain person who's recognized as a very, very, honorable person, who's wearing his talis and tefillin, and he had a very, very big smile on his face. I saw the picture, big deal, very nice, tzaddik. I mean, what's, I didn't even blink, right? I didn't blink. Would you and Leon blink? So she said to us, like a regular Beisakov girl, how could he smile? How could he smile like that when he's wearing talis and tefillin? Tefillin? V'ro'o kol amiretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha. V'yodu mi mecha. V'yodu mi mecha. How could you smile? How could you be in a matzev of a smile like this when you're wearing tefillin? And like, my jaw dropped. Yeah. Because she's right. It's just that we are so desensitized to this. I gotta tell this to the Rav Shur. Rav Avram Shur in Flatbush?
Yeah.
By him, tefillin is choviv ad me'oit. Can't even begin to imagine. The chaviv asiyas for tefillin. He gives us every Sunday for bar mitzvah boys.
Yeah.
On tefillin. And like a lot of his Torah, he has the most incredible chidush about tefillin. So I was telling him, so I gotta go. I go to a shiur once in a while. I have to lean in. I have to tell him the story. Unbelievable story. Okay, weiter. So a person that is mapik means that they have two lashons in the Gemara. Mapik first means to remove. There can be two expressions. The first expression is mapik means to remove. Mogain tefila b'shas gaiva when he's drinking. Soigrin the choismin tsaros bado, they seal and lock up harm against him. No harm or bad will come to this person because he is sensitive to recognize that when you're in a matzav of gaiva, meaning of shichrus, you don't daven, you don't say moge. Fine. Shenemar, here's the makor for this halacha. And remember, the key word here is hamapik. Hamapik means to remove. Ga'ava, arrogance. Afike maginim, if you remove. Afike, ga'ava but kama, when a person, the matzah of ga'ava. Afike maginim, if he removes the shield, meaning he does not say the bracha mogein avram, he does not daven, he's in good shape. He's a very happy person because sagur choisam tsar. It's locked up, it's sealed, tsar, the enemy or pain is taken away, is removed from this person. Now the Gemara says, my mashra, how do you know the word diapic lishno davuri? How do you know the word? The pasuk says afike. How do you know the word afike means lishna de avure, to remove? I told you, I touched the word mapik means to remove. Dichsivit says, Pasik, let me read the Pasik Masad the Gemara. Achai, my Eoiv, okay, these are hard to give. Achai, my brethren, Bogdu have rebelled against me. My brethren have rebelled against me. Kmo Nachal, like a valley. Nachal, I'm sorry, like a stream. The rebelliousness is constant, like a stream flows, it keeps on going. And then he goes further, Ka'afik Nicholim Yavoru, like streams pass, they pass like a nachal is afik. What's afik? It passes through. It flows through. It flows away. Just like the water in the stream starts out here and flows downhill, so too their wickedness keeps on flowing nonstop. So So what do we take out of this pasuk? What afik is used in connection with a stream. What's the nature of a stream? The water starts in one location and passes through. So too when it comes to tefillah, you let tefillah pass you by. You completely remove the tefillah from you to say ma'adi. Achai b'ogtuk munachal kafik necholim yavar. Rabbi Yochanan says, kol sheinu ma'apik itmar. He says no. He says just the opposite. Not the mapik. She'enoi mapik itmar. Meaning, he learns it. Look at Rashi. She'enoi mapik itmar. Tahai mapik lishna digluyehu. Dihachi kamar. Rashi explains what the Gemara means to say. Kol she'enoi megale tefila. So mapik means you don't bring forth. You don't extract from within your neshama the koyach hatzfila to bring forth. It's the same idea. The Gemara is going to give us the difference, the nuance of expression to bring out a chiddush lahalacha. But right now, the Gemara basically is saying that it's the same idea that she'ein lemapik. You don't bring forth from your neshama an expression of tefila when you are in a state of intoxication. Then you're blessed that Hashem will seal and close up harm from coming your way. So one more time, words of the Rashi she'ein lemapik idmar. The high mapik lishna digluyehu. It means to expose, to reveal, to bring forth. Vihachi kamar, and then we'll be able to translate the words of the pasuk as follows: Kol she'enoi megale tzfila. A person does not reveal a tzfila. The shashichus kiloimar. Kloim is always a stop sign in Rashi. You have to be very careful what Rashi means. She'enoi mispala. Okay, so it might now my mash the high mapping lishna diglu. How do you know that little mash mapping means to reveal? The chsiv it says vayerohu. It was revealed afike moyim, the streams of water vayigolu mostos tevel, and the foundation of the earth was revealed. So you see in the context of this pasuk, it was revealed vayerohu. It was seen the coming forth of the water. Afike means afike, the coming forth. That was seen, and it was revealed the foundations of the earth. So michti kroy mashma beilam abein lamar my benar. The psukim which indicate both are correct. We have two different pshatim in the pasuk. One is one shot in the pasuk is afike means to pass, and the second interpretation afike means to bring forth. And in both of them, in the context of Gemara, mean the same thing, that a person does not daven when he is intoxicated. So my benayu, the Gemara answers, yik benayu drav sheshes mosar. The answer is, when a person indeed is drunk, he's intoxicated, how much of the intoxication must he remove before he's allowed to daven? If you learn the first lashon of afike means mavir, it means you must completely remove any degree of intoxication. So if your person is drunk, go to sleep for 3 hours. After 3 hours, you wake up, you'll be fresh. But if you learn that you're not megale, it means just don't do it when you're 100%. But if you can reduce it from 100% to 85%, it's good enough. So that's nafmina l'halacha, how we touch the word afike. Is it mean mavir, which means 100%, or does it mean don't be megala, don't express yourself at this moment. Just calm down a little bit, just take a little nap, go for a walk, take a drink of Coca-Cola to calm yourself down, take a cold shower, and then you'll be back in shape. So my mash, what did he do? Mosar shinose l'shame. He was intoxicated. He told the shamas, listen, I want to have a mincha, but I can't because I'm drunk. I'm going to go to sleep, and in a half an hour, you wake me up. So even when I wake up in half an hour, he's not exactly going to be 100%. Half an hour is not enough to go and totally take it away, but it's good enough. Mar isle drav shesh. If you learn the glosh of afike, like then he holds the drav shesh enough. Umar, the second man to Omar that says afike means megala, it is agreement with drav shesh. It's enough just to remove the intensity of the shechus. Whereas his first opinion says, no, it's not enough. He disagrees with Rav Sheshes. You must go to sleep for six 7 hours to completely remove your, from your mind any trace of intoxication. Umar less laid Rav Sheshes. Next, Amrav Hibarashi, Amrav, Kol Shein Daitoy Yushev Solov Al Yispal. Same idea. If he's saying even bigger Chiddush, forget about the issue of being drunk, drink Revis Yain. He's saying a tremendous Chiddush. A person does not have Yishev Hadas. And this happens to us all the time. Something is bothering you. Whether it's something in business, whether it's something in refuah, family, something is bothering you, al yispalel, mishum shenemar, batsar, in a state of pain, al yoyre, do not make decisions. Now, even though here we're not talking about davening, but the Rashi and Farshim say it's the same idea. Just like you don't want to make like a moira hara, a moira hara may not make a decision when something is bothering him. Likewise, you don't want to daven because you even lift hamelach. It's not the proper thing. It's interesting. It's a comparison between yoyre and the inyan of tefillah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says batzar al yoyre. Rashi. It's a little bit like with a bachis. Badakti achar mikra zeve enu b'chol haksuvim. You see that? Scary stuff. Rashi says there's no such pasuk. Rashi Gemara says shenemar. I badakti checked the entire Tanakh. So where is it? And it's found in v'shema maybe b'sefer ben sirahu. Who is ben sirah? Ben Sira is not part of Tanakh. It's Sefer HaChitzonios. And it's a Sefer of Chochma. There are many words of Chochma, and Rashi and Chazal quote this. So it's fascinating that here in Daf Samachay, we do have this. Let me see what is over here in the Misifta. If he quotes anything over here, Batsar Al Yeret, Tezayin. Pasuk Zeh, I'm reading what it says over here in the Misifta, okay? In the Misifta. Pasuk Zeh le'nimsa b'shum mokam. V'yavshah shu b'seif ben tzira, Rashi. V'kasu Taisvis. The Taka Taisvis on this. I didn't realize. Taisvis says, Diyo maskel batzar, Taka Taisvis on this. Shemotzin b'kam mekam l'shashas mevi m'kros haksu b'seif ben tzira, oikos l'farish, shakim kavas k'agmor l'pasuk m'suyam, el lo'y ma shakvar l'manu b'diva p'sukim shmi shetzar lo'y lo yoyre, v'lo yispal v'akvon l'pasuk shuvel el the shichrus v'loy miyayin. Possibly on the previous staff. Shemisham yesh lulmad shashori b'tzar haru hayu kashiko v'shichrus hu osur v'loy was l'spal v'shem v'edu tam kosav shakvan l'pasuk hayaruch shuol loy b'tzar klam shemishash sorva ein lodom laruch shoya will a person arrange shayach your prayer at the time of loy b'tzar. El Shagmar Kitz just a pasuk k'dalke b'kam shabbat b'reisha mashu shakasu. Okay, just a long taisus. I don't want to see the taisus, but this is a very interesting idea of the Gemara quoting psukim that don't really exist. So either it's a sefer ben sira, which is a sefer of chokhmah, but it's not mamish a pasuk. It's not part of the ksuvim, or it is really rooted in psukim that the Gemara mentions elsewhere, and the Gemara is just trying to extract the essence of a limud that we've learned from a pasuk that we found elsewhere in the Gemara. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara. Let me find the place. Amarav chibar Hashem. Amarav koshin of the Yisrael's love. Al yispal mishum shem abzal al yira. Next, Rabbi Chanina b'yom derosach. On a day that he got angry, if he had a fight, he got into a fight with someone, loy matzli, he would not daven. Amar, he said, batzal al yored, there's an expression, batzar, you don't decide a halacha. Ksiv, it says, ma'ukva b'yema deshusa, on a day deshusa, loy avinavik l'beidina, on a day deshusa means a windy day, Rashi says. When the wind is blowing, you're nervous, your mind is not clear, he did not go to the beidin, did not decide a halacha, the court was adjourned, because the judges need a clear mind. Next, Amar Avinachma Yitzhak Hilchasa. The halacha, ba'ayat silusa needs clarity, kiyoyma de istana, like the north wind. When the north wind blows, then there's a certain, the air is clear, the air is pristine, there is no humidity, and the person can think clearly. Amar Abaye, Yamar li aim, if my mother would tell me, Karif, Kutcha, bring me kutach. Go to the refrigerator and take out some kutach, a dip, a simple little thing like that. I was so nervous in the kind of mitzvah, bring a kutach. Lo tanai, I could not learn that day. or I could not make decisions on that day because my mind was cloudy because of the nervousness of being mechabed my mother. Amar Rava, I kiratzton kina, if I was bitten by a kina, how do they touch kiratzton? No, but what's kiratzton? What's a kiratzton?
Bitten?
Karat's bitten by a kina, by a louse, lo tanai, because of the disruption, the painful disruption, I couldn't think clearly. Ma breid avina avdale ima zayin mine zayin money le zayin yami. His mother made him 7 garments. Every day he had a different garment in order to prevent the lice from attacking, because lice come when you wear your clothing. You don't wear new, freshly laundered clothing every single day. You have to wear freshly laundered clothing every single day to keep away the kinim, the lice, from attacking. And if what's so terrible if the lice attack? You're not going to have yishvadas. If you're not going to have yishvadas, you're not going to be able to be a suke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa. The Gra lived in Vilna, a very holy place, on the second floor. This is Rabbi Ashur, on the second floor, in a corner room. So he had windows, light coming in from two sides. So he had a lot of light, but he chose not to use the light. He took black shmatas and he closed off the windows, and he bought candles from an Erel Chayid who made the candles specially for him. So the shaila was why. He had plenty of light. Candles were expensive in those days. So he felt that this incredible Chassidus Shavart, for say from the Gra, it's not a steer in the obey, that when the Or comes into this world, the world is contaminated with Tuma. It was not Kedai to be learn Torah with Or that was contaminated, that came into this world in the Kira Tuma. Nimela, he had only from the Or Ner that was made specifically in the Shem Shemayim. Half labor fella. I think it was a shocking story. This is like a Hasidish story. And the girl we know was not exactly from the Hasidic Shoilem. But it fits very good with this Gemara. And not really with the Gemara, but the same idea is that everything has to be L'shem Shemayim, everything has to be correct. Vaita. The night was only created L'shinsa. Now, what does it mean L'shinsa? Simply means for learning. Not for sleep. L'shinsa. Was only created for, what does it say, how does it translate there in the article, make sure I'm saying this correctly?
It's for the night, yeah.
Ela l'sheino, l'sheino it says, l'sheino for sleeping, chavav, shahide kachti, that's probably okay, so it doesn't mean, I'm going to make a different interpretation in the Gemara. So simply means for sleep. If you sleep at night, you'll have a clear mind, you'll have koyach in the morning during the day to learn well. He disagrees. The moonlight was only created elo legir sapon fakaret. Nighttime is a time to stay up by the moonlight and learn Torah. They said to Rav Zera, mechadad on shmaitzech. You know, you're a sharp one. You're learning. Your chidushim are sharp. They're bestsellers. Your chidushim Torah. Amaluhu, you know why? You know why I'm atzliach and other people are not atzliach? Because I write my chidushim Torah, I'm a chadish, my chidushim by day. Whereas my colleagues are a chadish their chidushim at night. And Torah that you're a chadish by day is clearer, is sharper than chidushim that come at night. Because at night you're already tired. It's not the same. Amalei, the mummy needed it from the daytime. Amalei, brate. The door of Chista, Rav Chista. How come you're up the whole night? Doesn't my father, don't you need to sleep a little? What's going on? You never go to sleep. It's not healthy. You have to go to sleep. He told his daughter, Hashta, don't worry. The day will come when I'll sleep quite a bit. The days are coming when I'll be sleeping for a very long time. Hashta, now, also yome, meaning very soon will come days, Darichel will be very long in sleep, Uketine, and short in opportunity to do Torah mitzvos, meaning I'm going to die. And when I die, I'll be sleeping forever until Mashiach comes to Tchias HaMesim, and during that period of time, I'm not going to be able to mechadish to accomplish what I can accomplish now in this world. So don't give me Musar that I should go to sleep at night, I am wasting a once in a lifetime opportunity. Next. We are workers of the day. In other words, our ikar zman, he holds his opinion, different opinions. Ikar zman is to do Torah avodah during the day, not at night. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Yosef Para, he would borrow and pay. In other words, he had a quota. Every single day, he would learn a certain number of daf, certain amount of Torah. And if, let's say, he got distracted, he was busy, then he would make it up. He would force himself to stay up at night. If he had to borrow from the night to pay off, if he had to borrow from the day because he was busy, he would make sure that he would finish the quota at night. That's really the model of Daf Yomi. This is Mam Sham Lubin Daf Yomi. The day cannot go by no matter what. If you miss a daf, you better make it up. And that's a guarantee to keep on track. Remember, Rav Moshe used to learn every day seven daf. Some turned to kuf in his life. He learned seven daf a day. Every single day, seven daf a day. And there was a certain tkufa in the summer, somewhere where the whole week he was very, very busy with very, very important matters. Big shilas, very big inyoni tzibur, and he wasn't able to do the seven daf a day. So Friday night, can you imagine, he stayed up the whole Friday night, he learned 49 daf.
Wow.
7 times 7, he did 49 daf. The Eon at night, Friday night, because he had, this was his thing, it was Yosef Apara.
That's cool.
What?
That's cool.
Gevura Shavu Gevura. Amar Belazar, Habam Nadech, while he spells Shleshi, a person comes in another halach of not happening. Amar Belazar, Habam Nadech, while he spells Shleshi, a person comes to the Shavuach, not down for 3 days. Shneamar Ezra. Ezra went, when they traveled, they made Aliyah. They came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. He went and he inspected the people. The Ekbet Seim, I gather them. This is not when they traveled. This is before they embarked. This was the staging area where they were going to leave from. He told everyone in Bavel. He collected a group of people. Who was going to come? He waited an appeal. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm making the second wave of Oilam. The first wave went during the time of Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol, 52 years after the Churban, when Koresh Melech Paras in the second year gave permission for Klal Yisrael to return. 42,360 people listened and they went. And then 19 years later, Ezra made a second wave came up. At that point with Ezra, he gathered people where El Hanahor, the river, Habo El Achva, that's the name of a place, there's a certain region called Achva. I don't know if we know where it is today. And he waited there. Everyone who wants to come with me, the buses are leaving from this field, this river, Hanor Habo El Achva. So everyone come there. So they all came there. And it took 3 days for everyone to get there, get together to take an accounting. And it says, only Vanach Ne Sham Yamim Shleisha. We encamped there 3 days before we set out to travel. And I then looked exactly to make, who do we got here? I discovered, to my great disappointment, there were very few Levian. And he was very desperate to recruit Levian because there was a very great church of Levian in the Beit Hamikdash. That's why Aliyah Mazeh, the proportion of Levian to Kohanim is very, very small. Is that everyone familiar with that? You go take the numbers, there are. That's, there's a shortage.
I don't
shortage.
Find that to be the case by
Bill Kohanim. By Kohanim. By Levim, mean to wash the hands. To wash your hands. Okay, but.
I don't find it to be the case that the too few Levim.
To the Levim. Okay, I don't know here. Okay, but there was a shortage of Levim. They say that there is still a shortage relative to the numbers are very, very small, and it all goes back to the time of 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, only very few people came b'chlal to Eretz Yisrael, and those that. And the Levim, very, very few. Okay, whatever it is. Levim Ba'am. Avu the Shmuel. So we still have this idea that it took 3 days. They were still busy traveling from their homes to the area where they were going to embark from. He waited 3 days in order to give them Yishuv Hadas. Fighter. Avu the Shmuel kiyasa baruch loy matzli tlosim and Avu the Shmuel robbed. He did not down for 3 days. It took him 3 days for his mind to settle. Shmuel loy matzli bebeisi dispei shichra. Shmuel would not down in a home where you can smell beer because the smell was so potent. It affected the clarity of mind. He was not able to daven with kavan. Fish, because fish also is has a certain potency, has a certain powerful fragrance, and he would not dive in the place where he could smell the fish. The person drinks yayin, and after he drinks yayin, his mind opens up, and someone is able to persuade him to do something. This means he, I don't know what this Gemara means, very deep Gemara, it means he resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there are people that are very stubborn. You want them to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. They'll never sell it to you, no matter what. Even if you give them $5, they'll never sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, no matter what. Not even for $5. They won't give you the Brooklyn Bridge. But if you sit them down, you give them a drink of yayin, I'll give you some good wine. And he drinks the yayin, the wine opens up his mind, then he's already willing to sell you. He's already willing to make a business deal. Such a person that's affected by yayin, where he's now willing, he is willing to negotiate already. This is a person that is doimer kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, what is the deep meaning? I do not know, but obviously it's not to be interpreted literally. After the Mabel, Hashem inhaled Vayorach Gzuntait the Reach Anichoyach. And Hashem said, after the carbon that Noach brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no longer will I destroy the world. So you see that Yayin, the Gemara equates Yayin with Reach. Even though it's another difficult word, what does the Gemara mean? Yayin and Reach, it's not the same thing. Right. But the Gemara here, for the sake of simplicity, just equates it to that Hashem, he inhaled Kaviyachol, the Reach. It's equivalent to a person drinking Yayin, and Hashem...
For the
Gemara of Noach. Right, so what's the yayin? It was Nesachim, it doesn't say that. It says Hashem Ayorach Hashem Esriach Nichech the Kabanos. And Hashem said, Lord, no longer will I destroy the world. The Gemara equates that to a person drinking yayin, no longer will I call the Shabbat. And the person already has a change of mind. A person that's Mesiyashev Bina. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says, Rashi is Rashi's Pshat. It's looking all the Rishonim to find a pshat that there are many pirushim, but Rashi the Ikar, Rashi says Hamisyashe b'yenoi sheshoy seyayin ve'ein daitoi mitarefes. He does not lose his mind. He maintains clarity of mind even though he drinks a lot of yayin. There's still a certain very big Rosh Hashiva. Very big certain yeshiva where they used to drink a lot. And they were drunk. They all lost it. So someone explained, I never understood this, that why this happened. So you don't understand. I'll tell you what happened. The Rosh Shiva, the one that was in charge, he was a very large person. I don't know why, but he can hold his wine. So it was nothing. He can drink 10 cups of wine. Nothing. It's like drinking 10 cups of water. But the Hasidim that sat around the Rebbe, they couldn't hold their liquor. So the Rebbe, he would take a l'chaim. When the Rebbe makes a l'chaim, everyone else makes a l'chaim. When the Rebbe makes 10 l'chaim, so it's nothing. But every time the Hasidim drink a l'chaim, after 10 times, they're out. They're not only out, it's worse than out. So here the Gemara is saying that if you're on that madrega where you can drink 10 cups of wine and nothing happens to you, that already shows you're a different person. And that shows that there's something different about your mind. What does Gemara mean? It's not clear, but this is what it says. Kol ha-mesiyashe b'yenoi yesh l'midas ayin zikeinim. What does that mean? The Gemara says, yayin itin ma'ayin oisios. Yayin is b'gematria 70. Very rare for a Gemara to give us a gematria. Even an agarat of Gemara is not so common. But we have an agarat of 70. The soid, the word soid is also b'gematria samach 60, vavdalet is 70. Nitin b'ayin oisios. Nichnas yayin yotza soid. Yayin enters, the soid goes out. So how could it be now that if the regular person drinks yayin, nichnas yayin yotza soid? But this person, he drinks yayin and the soid does not come out. His mind is clear. If his mind is clear, even after he drinks yayin, he's not an Adam. He's not a person. He's an underdimensioned. He's already a higher being. And that's why the soid does not come out. Yayin was only created to give comfort to the Avelim. Yayin is a tool, is an item which enhances the mindset a person wants to find himself. A person is seeking comfort, Yayin will enhance the Nechama. A person wants to become drunk, it will enhance, it will accelerate. It's a drink which gets you where you want to go. But you have to first decide which emotion you want to put yourself in. So yayin is a very, very powerful effect on comfort. Give shechar to a person that's suffering, who has been destroyed. The yayin will give him comfort. And the pasuk includes... the pasuk the yayin lemori nefesh. Okay, and then the word yayin also is something which people who are rishon, Hashem pays them the reward in this world. Okay, let me just say a murdik kavar from the reish sharaf. This week's parasha, this is Gemara. This parasha is Nazir, and this week's parasha is Nazir of the achar yishte hanazir yayin. So the reish sharaf says, they take this pasuk. We find in Chazal that yayin is given to two types of people. Yayin is simcha. The yayin yisamach levavenosh. Yayin is also given for nechama. We just called the pasuk. Tenu sheichar, give sheichar le'oved. What's the chilik between the oved and the person that's misameach? When you misameach, you take the yayin yourself. You take the wine, you pick it up, and you drink it. You pour it yourself. You take the wine yourself. Derech klal. You take it yourself. But when a person is in a state of grief and he drinks wine for nechama, it's given to him. Tenu sheichar le'oved. Give sheichar le'oved. So the pasuk says that a nazir, after abstaining from yayin for 30 days, the pasuk when it says v'achar yishta nazir yayin, it's not just telling him, okay, you can now drink wine. It's giving the nazir a bracha. You went through this process of nazirus. I give you a bracha v'achar for the rest of your life. Yishte, you'll take the yayin yourself. You should never come into a matziv where someone will have to give you the yayin. Because if someone will be giving you the yayin, it's a bad sign. Also, let's go to Pesach night. At Pesach night, halach is adraba. The yayin has to be served. Served. That's exactly the point. Because everything about Pesach night is bittersweet. On the one hand, there's matzah, cherus, there's morar. The yayin, on the one hand, is cherus, but the yayin is given to new. Because the yayin is also a nechama for the galus, the yotzeis, the itzaf, the gadol v'lekachti. Everything about the seder always can look at this dual nature, the bittersweet nature of galus and geula. So that's the very idea which comes out of this pasuk. Amar b'chon, my papa, kol shen yayin nishvach beisach basically. Any person doesn't have yayin, wine does not flow like water. If it is not an abundance of yayin in a person's home, in the chabracha, that's an indication that is kemayim. It means that is an abundance. There's no.
You have to have wine like water.
Well, you have the faucet. You turn on the hot water, cold water, and the yayin. You have three different spouts. And the faucet, shenemar uveirach es lachmecha. Hashem will bless your bread, v'yes mimecha, and your water. The one makes a drasha. Ma lechem shenikach bekesef meiser sheni. Af mayim shenikach bekesef meiser. So the water must be purchased with meiser. But what are you talking about? You don't buy water with meiser sheni money. You're not allowed to buy. You have to only buy your own produce of the earth. Yeah, you cannot go buy bottled water. No such halacha buying bottled water with meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim. The only thing you can buy with meiser sheni money is produce, a product of the earth. So what then does the middle of the meinecha? Meinecha alludes to yayin. And the pasuk is calling yayin by the word mayin to teach you that the yayin will flow. It's a brachu beiraches lachmecha v'yes bemecha, that the yayin will flow in your house like mayin, like water. That's the abundance. Af mayin shnikach b'ketzef meiser. Mayin, what is this yayin? We go cover the mayin. The pasuk calls it mayin. Tell you this bracha. Inishbach v'desai kemayin. It's not going to flow in your home like water. A person has not yet reached the ultimate bracha. Ultimate bracha. Fine. Amar Bilal, Ibishloisha Devar Madam Nikar with three persons, Nikar three different tests. Bekaisai. Kaisai means when you give him some, when you give him a cup of yayin, nichnas yayin yatsa soid, how you come out, ubikisai, kisa means how he spends his business, how he conducts. Rashi says, look at Rashi, because in daita b'yushevus lo b'yayin, if you give him yayin, and you see how he reacts to yayin, if a person breaks down like a mshugana, you know that he needs some work, he needs some refinement. The person is still, he maintains his dignity when he drinks yayin, that shows the Peninius is a very holy person. B'kisai, Rashi says, k'shnois mesin in b'nei adam in b'emuna im huaysa, in business, is he honest in business? And the third thing is, b'ka'aso, when you get him angry, when he gets angry, how does he react? She'ena kapton yosem idai. Oh, he's not yosem idai. Persons get angry at all, he's sick. That's not normal. You have to get angry. There are times in life when you have to get angry a little bit. But you have to be able to control yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't overreact to any situation. And then the Gemara goes weiter. V'yesham s'yamalo samse af b'sachakoy. How does a person laugh? How does a person laugh? And there was, how do you rejoice? How do you entertain yourself? Everyone needs entertainment at some point in time. What kind of entertainment?
So what's wrong with that to be special entertainment?
You have to have a Yiddish entertainment. It has to be done. That's Torah.
Show me one Yiddish entertainment.
Not the way you laugh, the way you enjoy yourself, that is, if your whole Hanah, your entertainment is to learn Torah, that shows what kind of person you are.
Texas Hold'em is
what?
Okay, nothing.
Right in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar, self-explanatory. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, she's shalva nochi. Now we go back to halacha. Okay, now we go to the new sugya. This is a hard sugya. The sugya over here, this goes back to the previous staff. The previous staff says halacha we have, it's called Siras Mug. We have a courtyard. And in the courtyard lives a non-Jew. So what do? You don't make an Erev. Until now we learned this Masechta, you have a courtyard, you have five Jews, five Yisrael living. What do? You make an Erev Chatzeros. You want to carry from the Chatzer, from the Bais, the Chatzer, so you make an Erev. Everyone, you join together, everyone gives a piece of bread, you put the bread in one person's house, you want to be happy, film, we all join together. But let's say in the Chatzer, not only is there four Yisraelim, we have a Goy. The Goy is not going to be buddy-buddy with me. Sakana. So what do? So we have, it's the same problem. You go from the bayis into the chutz. So the chutz are shared by the Israel and the goy. So how are we going to make it in a chatzeroy? So what are we going to do? So there's such a concept which discussed the previous dafim. Schidas makom. You have to rent. You have to take over. You have to eminent domain. You have to control the goy. You're going to rent the reshus from the goy. That basically means you own his house. If you rent his bias, you have rights in that bias, so you have eliminated him. It's no longer considered to be a courtyard of two entities, me and you. It's just me, because I have rights in your property. I can enter there. Being that I represent the entire courtyard, we all can enter your bias, so we're one big happy family. Now we're having a halal with a guy, but we have eliminated the halachic status of you being a separate entity. Until now, what's the whole problem of a hoitzah? You're going from a reshus that's owned by one person to a reshus that's shared by multiple people. If we are renting space in your home, it's just us. It's not you anymore. You're not considered to be an entity that is independent, but it's one, we're all joined together. Now here we come to some complicated questions. This halacha, that you need to rent space from a goy, is only true, it's the previous stop, only when you have a courtyard of at least two Yisraelim and one goy. Because that's very common. That's very common. There are two Yisraelim, is when the goy is outnumbered. But if you have a situation where there's only one goy and one Jew, then you do not need to do schirus. Why not? Because this is time chazal. You have to put yourself time chazal. This was extremely rare. Because it's sakanas nefashos. No one would risk their life to live in a courtyard alone with a goy. Not like today where we have police and we have Baruch Hashem. It's a whole different system of justice. It's a different world today, Baruch Hashem. But in time of chazal, can't say, you don't know what goes on, but at the time of Chazal, it was certainly a sakana. You live in a courtyard all alone with a guy, you and the guy, one on one, no one's watching, who knows? The guy, Rachman al-Tzlan, can come and kill a Jew in the middle of the night. It would never happen. It would never happen. The Chazal, the rule, this rule of thumb throughout Shas, never goes their takanis on rare instances. They were goes, they made takanis in the normal situations, not in situations which are rare, are not common. This is extremely rare for a Jew to live in a goy. We can't even imagine how rare it was. And then a Chazal, if you find yourself in such a matzav, you don't have to do schiras mokim with a goy in this matzav. Here is a unique case. We have two courtyards. Inner courtyard, outer courtyard. Inner courtyard, we have the rare situation. We have a goy living with a Jew. A goy and a Yisrael living together in the inner courtyard. It's extremely rare. The outer courtyard is one Yisrael. And the shaila is, does the Yisrael living in the outer courtyard, is he allowed to carry from his bayis in the chafta? What's the shaila? The shaila is because the goy and the Yisrael have drisas haregel. So we went to the sugi before, we had all the issues, we're all going to come back. Right of passage. There's a right to walk. Both the goy and the Yisrael, they have the right to walk from the chotzer pnimius through the chotzer chitzon to the rishus haram. The only way the goy and the Yisrael in the chotzer pnimius can get to the rishus haram is by walking through the chotzer chitzon, walk to the outer courtyard.
Okay, so
therefore, as far as the person, the inner courtyard is concerned, let's look at the person and the outer courtyard is concerned. Really, as far as he's concerned, who's in the outer courtyard? Two Yisraelim and one guy. Myself, plus the Yisrael and the Chatzar Pnimis, because he also has a rite of passage, plus the guy. So in the big picture of things, there are two Yisraelim and one guy. So when there are two Yisrael and one Goy, that's Nimsa, that's common. But it's not exactly the case, the classic case, because it's a separate courtyard. It's a separate courtyard, and we can lock the doors, and we can separate each other, one from the other. So maybe it's only, I'm all alone, and the Yisrael and the Goy are all alone in the inner courtyard, and when you're all alone with the Goy, you're parted from making a Schir Smokam. So in this case, we don't need Schir Smokam either, because he's all alone, he doesn't need it, I don't need it. We don't have to look at the big picture where we have in total two against one, because we're two separate courtyards with a door in between. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Gemara now discusses all the various circumstances and Tanoim on how this halacha will play out.